The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. It is such an exciting day to be here at Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. We want to welcome you, and we hope that you call in today with any questions you might have at 222-8255.
It is an exciting day for so many reasons, and I'm going to tell you why. You know, today is, you know, we start out the show a lot by talking about days. You know, what's special about today?
Yes.
And I want to say that it's National Creativity Day.
I like that one.
And the thing that excites me about that is because there is a gentleman in the country, who's not born in this country, but he's lived in this country all his life, that has created several different companies, that one of which is doing something, hopefully, that occurs today that just brings about such pride to me in America, that what creative geniuses can do, and that is putting a man in space, and that's Elon Musk.
Yes.
And that, you know, they had to scrub their mission on Wednesday because the weather had nothing to do with the rocket. But I remember several years ago when this guy was interviewed on 2020 or 60 Minutes, I don't remember, and I thought, wait a minute, this guy is just, that owns a company, is putting a rocket company together? It's like, how on earth can anybody do that? And it was just showing this small company and this small factory. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm going to put a man in space. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. And since then, he's put electric cars together and he's put generators together, all sorts of things. And now he's put, and he's put 12 missions, I think, or 8 missions to the space station and back, and land the rockets back on a pad within 3 feet of where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is so exciting. And now he's putting 2 men into orbit to go to the space station and come back. That is creativity at its finest right here in America. I am
well,
so,
you know, what
excited
else,
about that.
If you think about it, Howard, with shutting down economies everywhere because of COVID-19, it has forced businesses, people to be creative, to find solutions to staying in business, to staying in communication with their loved ones. I mean, there's been so much creativity that's come out of this virus, and that's a beautiful thing. And so it's kind of like NASA shut down, or the government shut down the NASA program, right? And
now,
here's private business being creative and getting into this game and trying to make it a very competitive business.
Well, so many people at NASA are now back at work because of what Elon Musk is doing, because there are so many support people that are around the Space Center to support everything that's going on. So it's just a great pride thing for me to see that. And I think everybody should go outside around 3:10 p.m. to see whether they can see the flames from the rocket go up. So
yes.
That's a great thing. I think the country should have a lot of pride for that. It's also Mint Julep Day today and World Multiple Sclerosis Day. So if you know of anyone with multiple sclerosis, give them a call and say that you're thinking about them. And one final one is Water a Flower Day. I think that we've had enough rain.
No, we're going to get more today. We're going to get more today.
So if you have any inside flowers and you've forgotten to water them, go and do that today.
That is such an odd thing to have it
a day.
Water your flowers.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Anyway, we had a great week. It was Memorial Day this past week, and I hope that you had time to think about what special it was about that day. It's not just to have a day off. It's not just a day to meet with your family and friends and go picnic or go to the beach. It's to remember the people that have served and passed away serving our great country. That's what it really is all about.
Yes. You know, I want to say something while we're talking about days and such. It's time to go shopping. Did you know that?
For a house.
Okay. In addition to a house, hurricane preparedness.
Yes.
And so right now we've got tax-free from May 29th through June 4th. So today's the 30th. So it started yesterday. But there's a list of things that you can buy that are tax-free. And
what's
you need
that?
To be careful about them. Because, for instance, like getting a portable generator makes sense, right? Well, it's only tax-free if it's below $750.
Most of them are, except for
so
the built-in
So if there's
ones.
One that's $799, you're going to have to pay the tax. So, you know, people need different sizes and stuff.
That's good information,
yes,
Angela.
Yes, yes. Let's see what else we have. Things that are $50 or less are, like, you need tarps or Visqueen, any kind of plastic sheeting, ground anchoring systems, any kind of tie down knots, bungee cords, ratchet straps, radios. That's always a great idea because, you know, even if the storm comes and knocks out everything like TV, radio will still be here.
How about flashlights and batteries?
Flashlights, batteries, reusable ice, lanterns, candles, any of that as well, but they have to be less than $20. Any gas or diesel fuel container has to be $25 or less. It's kind of interesting that they're capping the price, right?
Okay.
So that's something you have to keep up with this time around. $30 or less on any batteries, including the rechargeable batteries. So that's good. And it's only on certain sizes. So the AA, the AAA, the C-cell, D-cell, 6-volt, and 9-volt, as well as coolers and ice chest. Not electrical, obviously, right? Just the regular ice chest. And those have to be under $30. So if that was a lot of information and you'd like to reference it again, I will tell you we have it on our Facebook page for Real Estate Radio Jacksonville. So you can check on that. And I've got it posted on there.
Okay. Why don't we put it on our page as well, AngelaandHoward.com.
I could do that.
All right. Let's do that this weekend.
But everybody's on Facebook, Howard.
Excuse me. You know what else is different today for real estate?
What?
Is that open houses are now allowed again.
Isn't it exciting?
They were shut off.
I'm so happy. I'm having people withdrawal, and now I can see people again.
Yes, they were shut down during the, you know, shutdown for the coronavirus, and we're still practicing social distancing, and we're still practicing safety. So we are having open houses this weekend. We'll tell you about them later. We're having three of them this weekend.
Yes.
We will be wearing masks. We will ask that anybody that comes wears masks. And if you don't have one, we will be providing them for you. But we've got great houses to show you this weekend. And we think a couple of them are going to sell this weekend.
Let's hope.
Yeah. Hey, I want to give a shout out to longtime listener Jim and his wife Kathy, who are in the process of fixing up one of their properties in Orange Park. They're fixing up with a new kitchen, new baths, new flooring, new paint. And 2 weeks from yesterday, someone is going to get this gem of an 1,800 square foot home. Plus, I talked them into heating and cooling their beautiful Florida room. So you're going to get an additional 250 square feet. And coincidentally, that 250 square feet additional is going to correlate into a 250,000 square foot home that's all fixed up and looks great. Great curb appeal.
Very
and the house
pretty.
Is all brick in Orange Park.
Yes.
Really, really nice. We're going to tell you about it 2 weeks from today, but it's going on the market that Thursday night, so you'll see it listed Friday morning, so you can look at it over a weekend. My guess is that's going to sell the very first weekend. It's right in that price point.
It is. In a great area.
Yeah. Hey, we got a contest coming up. I want everybody to guess. I want lots of people calling. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Yes, the rain's going to hold off until this afternoon, and hopefully there's not going to be rain down at the Cape. Because this afternoon, late this afternoon at 3:22, I want to see that rocket. Well, they're going to start coverage, I think, at 3:10, but I think the rocket's going to go off at 3:22.
Oh, I'm not leaving or you 3:12. In charge all that. I'm going to check for myself.
All right.
Did you say you had a contest?
We do have
What's the contest, Howard?
There was a very recent survey of 1,800 homeowners. They were asked a couple of questions. What matters most to buyers in a home purchase? And what compromise would you make if you found a home that you really, really love? So on your wish list, the contest is, on your wish list, what would you be willing to compromise on if you found a house that you really love, but it just didn't have one or two of the things that you're that were on that? Gosh, I really wish it had a blank, but it didn't have that. So give us a call and tell us your guess of the 1,800 people. What made the top? Oh, okay. I'll give that up.
I just read the answer and I wouldn't have guessed it.
You wouldn't have guessed it?
No. Would you?
No. It was actually a tie for first place. So if you get either of the ones that came in first, then you'll get a gift card. How about that? So give us a call. What's the number, Angela?
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-TALK.
I think you should get a winner of some sort for a jingle.
For making up a jingle?
Yeah.
I didn't even know I was creative like that, but it's creative day, so you know.
A creativity day, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you should get an award for that.
Well, I hereby grant you an award.
And of course, you know, I didn't just think of it today. I thought of it years ago. I've been saying it for years on this channel.
Yes. But, you know, when you get an award from your husband, it's extra special.
Aw.
Yes.
Maybe it comes with nice gifts.
Well, it is. It's a shout out on the air.
Oh, no, I meant a real gift.
All right. Angela, tell us about what happened this past week for real estate right here in Northeast Florida.
Happy to do it, Howard. Okay, so according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 812 offers got accepted. That's up 12%, Howard. That is very, very encouraging. 543 new homes came on the market. Now, that number was down, but this was a short week because of Memorial Day.
It was.
So I'm not surprised that that number's down a bit. 120 of the 543, that's 22%, they're already under contract. So the market is hopping. 35 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 473 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations. Yes.
Yes. Well, that's with that's one exciting. Less day. It's about the same as last week, but it's one less day that they had closing.
Yes. Yeah, so it was the end of the month. So, you know, the title companies were super busy. But yeah, they squeezed in. Because think about that. How many is that? 120 a day or something?
That's a lot of closing.
Yeah, because it was only a 4-day week because the banks are closed.
Something exciting happened with mortgages this week.
I know. Can you believe it? Well, did you think?
I can believe it, but you haven't told people what it is. So tell people what it is so they can believe it.
And then they can believe it, too. All right. Okay. So, you know, we like to give information about the mortgage interest rates, and they hit another all-time low record this past week. The lowest in recorded history. That's in 50 years, 5-0. Can you believe that? It's hit the lowest.
That so they've here's ever what we recorded have, it. That it's they ever started been recorded. Recording it about 50 years ago.
Yeah. The 30-year rate fell 0.09 of a point to 3.15%. So if you're getting a conventional 30-year, you're going to be around the 3% mark. The 15-year rate fell 0.08 of a point to 2.62%. This time last year, it was 3.46. Big drop. The VA rate right now is at 3%, and the FHA, you ready for this, Howard? FHA is 2.68%. That's crazy. That's just crazy. That's, you know, I say this a lot. It's almost free money. It's really, really cheap. It just is really, really cheap. I would love to have that rate, except I don't want an FHA loan, but I would love to. Have that rate.
And the reason that you say you don't want an FHA loan is because there are points associated with it.
Well,
PMI, I'm sorry.
There's mortgage
personal mortgage insurance.
That lasts forever. It used to that you could get it taken off of the loan once you had paid down like 21% of your loan. Then you could refinance out of that mortgage. They would take it off. Not anymore. So FHA is always, always there.
It makes your payments a little bit higher. So the effect is it's like getting an extra point on your mortgage.
But think about this, though. It's pretty easy to get an FHA loan to qualify for one. And you only have to put down 3.5%. So you don't have a whole lot of skin in the game. So this is a great product for anybody, but especially people who haven't bought a home before. So 3.5% in the game. And the interest rate at 2.68%? Come on.
Yeah.
You got to buy.
You know, it's interesting. People always ask us, how is the market? Now, the real answer, it depends on what you're looking to buy or it depends on what you're looking to sell. But overall, a lot depends on let's look at the overall market.
Okay.
How many people are getting loans? Well, this past week, mortgage applications increased for the sixth week in a row. And let's compare it to last year when we didn't have this thing going on with the coronavirus. 6.7% higher than a year ago. Now, the supply of homes on the market was the lowest level ever for the month of April. Think of that.
Yeah.
The supply of homes in April, this past April, last month, was the lowest level ever. So people are buying. And in fact, 41% of all offers in April had multiple offers. What does that tell you?
It's a seller's market.
It is a seller's
market. Yes, if you're a seller and you're thinking about selling and you want to sell quick, put your house on the market.
Yes.
Make it cute. Price it right. It will sell. Absolutely.
If it looks, we keep saying it, if it looks good and it's priced right, then it's going to sell. You know, I said at the beginning, we're putting a house on the market in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And they asked me about, okay, should I do this or should I do that? Like there was wallpaper in one of the bathrooms. It was a little bit older house. And I said, what our goal is for a buyer is to take away negatives.
Yes.
So no matter what you price a house at, let's say you price it knowing that there's wallpaper there and people are going to take out the wallpaper. First of all, people think that it costs more to do things than it really does. So no matter what you price it at, they're thinking, oh, I still have to take out the wallpaper.
Right.
So it's effort or it's cost.
Yes.
So go through the effort, take it out yourself. And then you're taking away the negative.
That's right. That's right.
You know what he did?
What did he do?
He took it out that very same day that I met with him.
They are excellent, excellent homeowners.
That's what
They're
I love
doing all the right stuff to get this done.
Homeowners.
Yes.
And I saw another thing that they did, which is just absolutely fantastic. They had a few windows in the house that had fogged.
Yes.
Now, two of them were badly fogged. And
yes.
A couple of them you could just barely see that the windows were fogging. So I gave him the name of a couple of different window companies to go to. And instead of getting a price on two windows, he got a price on all five.
Now that was smart. That's a good investment.
Again, taking away any negative. That's a thing that you like to do. Take away negative, especially if you're getting a VA or FHA loan. That's a thing that a home appraiser, in this case, would call and say sometimes, you have to do this.
Yeah.
Especially for a VA purchaser. They often look at windows. Anyway, so, you know, another big shout out.
But you know what? It makes the house look so good. And I think people who, we have several customers like this who make decisions about their homes in a way that you think, oh my gosh, you're on the way out the door. Why are you spending all that money? But you know what it is? It's a love of the home. It is pride of ownership, and it is making good financial decisions, knowing that these are the decisions that help you get the highest return on your investment, because people will be more inclined to pay higher price if they don't have to do anything.
And I tell people this, I'm going to tell you some things that you don't want to hear, but that you need to hear. I said there are some realtors that are just going to say, nah, you don't need to do that. You just price it accordingly. But if you take away the negatives, then again, like you said, it's going to sell quicker. It's going to sell for more money.
Yes.
And whatever price you make it at, people are going to take discounts off because they think, oh, it still needs this. It still needs that.
Oh, yes. I was with the buyer last week, and you know what they said? That's the air conditioner. The house was like 1,600 square feet. It's going to cost $20,000.
What?
No, it's not. Not even close. But this is the thing. Buyers don't know. And so in their minds, it's this big ticket item. But in reality, it's not.
Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to ask more people to call in about the contest and also the high and low sales for the month. You're going to be surprised about that. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Thousands of protesters ignored a curfew and vows of a forceful police response to take to the Minneapolis streets for the fourth straight night last night as an anger stoked by the police killing of George Floyd spread to more cities around the country. The Pentagon today ordered the Army to put military police units on alert to head to the city on short notice at President Trump's request, according to three people with direct knowledge of those orders. A rare step, it came as the violence spread to those other cities. A man shot dead in Detroit, police cars battered in Atlanta, and skirmishes with police in New York City. Georgia's governor declared a state of emergency early today to activate the state National Guard as violence flared in Atlanta and cities nationwide. The unrest followed the killing in Minnesota of George Floyd at the hands of white police officers. This is SRN News.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so here's some good news for a change. Brought to you by Tools for a Time on Old St. Augustine Road and I-295.
Betty is 91 years old, and she misses dressing up and going out, but mainly the dressing up part. So she found a solution. She's doing fashion shows in her front yard. Every day, she dresses up with her outfit perfectly coordinated and waves to her neighbors as her caretaker takes photos. And she's quite the fashionista. She said she has three closets full of clothes, along with hats and scarves and jewelry, all to match. But overall, Betty said her style is mostly flashy. Betty is bringing the phrase, all dressed up and nowhere to go, to a whole nother level. Speaking of fashion, a hairstylist has been struggling to make ends meet ever since salons have been closed. Thankfully, she's back to work, and that's helping her stay afloat. But what really helped was when a client came in for just a regular haircut and left a $2,500 tip. Now that's good news.
Are you still waiting on your stimulus check? Create your own stimulus with a turnkey business package from Tools for a Time. For 25 years, Tools for a Time has helped people achieve the dream of being their own boss with commercial landscape packages powered by Exmark. Exmark mowers are the most trusted brand in the industry and proudly built right here in America. Now is the best time to buy with rebates up to $1,000 off and 0% financing with no payments for 120 days. Let Tools for a Time and Exmark get you back to work today. Online at toolsforatime.com.
Annabelle's Interiors of Orange Park, your patriotic headquarters for President Trump memorabilia. Here you will find an extensive collection of Trump hats and caps, t-shirts, porch and boat flags, handsome polo shirts, banners, yard signs, bumper stickers, and yes, so much more. For certain, Annabelle's Interiors of Orange Park is the headquarters for President Trump treasures, including Annabelle's limited edition 2020 red hat ornament. Call for directions, 272-5544.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Up to an 80% chance of rain this weekend with mostly cloudy skies and highs near 90. Overnight low tonight, 73. Partly cloudy Sunday night through Thursday night with daytime highs into the middle 80s, then near 90 Wednesday and Thursday, lows into the upper 60s.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you on this happy, happy, beautiful Saturday morning. I'm really excited. You know what I get to do today?
Yes.
I'm going to a home inspection.
Of a brand new home. And we ought to talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
Why do a home inspection on a brand new home?
Well, I think it's very important. Because just because somebody made it does not mean they did it properly.
Yes, because it's made by people. People made mistakes.
They do.
So when I showed the home the other day, I found two things that were wrong. Like, yes. The house had self-closing drawers in the kitchen, and one of them did not self-close. So that's a thing.
That's a thing.
Now, I found that. Now, here's something you wouldn't necessarily have noticed, but I happened to notice. So the house obviously has, not obviously, but just about every home has a laundry room. And when I walked around the house had hardy board siding, and there on the back corner of the house is the dryer vent, of course, so, which would you expect to see someplace. Sometimes it's on the back of the house. Sometimes it comes out of the roof. Sometimes it comes out of an eave on the overhang. And anyway, I went into the laundry room, and they had a nice laundry sink. And that, in fact, they had an extra space so you could put a second refrigerator in there. I thought that was great. And they had the drain for the washing machine, and they had a 220 outlet. But lo and behold, what did they not have?
A place for the dryer vent?
They had no place for the dryer vent. So apparently, when the drywall was put on, the drywall people forgot to put the hole in for the dryer vent.
Aha.
So
I hope that we see that, though, today when we get there, because you already told them.
I did tell them about that.
Yes.
But little things like that could occur. Another thing is, there was one other thing. They had pulled down steps
For the attic?
For the attic in the garage, and it was really nice because you could stand up there. They had a platform in there, and they had a light bulb receptacle.
Okay.
But they didn't have a bulb.
Okay.
So you can't tell whether it's working or not.
I see.
So here's a reminder to you. Will you bring a light bulb?
No.
So that...
I have to go straight from here.
I thought you were going home first.
No, it's at 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's right.
In Middleburg.
It's your other... Okay.
Yeah. I need to drive.
Well, maybe you can call the buyers and see if they can bring a light bulb.
Good plan.
Be tested. Hey, I want to remind everybody what the contest is. There was a survey of 1,800 people, and most people have a wish list of what they really want and what perhaps they would give up if they find a perfect house. So what is the number one thing that they would be willing to say, okay, I still want the house, even though I could give up this thing that's on my wish list?
Is it anything crazy, like giving up, I don't know, your family?
No.
Just checking.
You know, is it a big backyard, or is it a third car garage space, or is it, you know.
Howard and Angela glow-in-the-dark picture.
You're silly today.
I'll tell you what the things are that they refuse to bend on.
To get this. Hold on. My customer that I'm meeting at 11 just texted and said, we'll bring a light bulb. Thanks, Stan. Appreciate it. I was just texting you to say, can you bring a light bulb? That's so funny.
That's great.
Yep.
We do have, our customers are our listeners.
Them.
So thank you, Stan, for listening
Stan
to the
Roseanne,
show.
Stan and Roseanne, they're awesome.
They're probably smiling.
Yes.
All right. Hey, one of the fun features here on the show are the high and low sales for the month. And although, there are still 2 days left in the month, you can't have a closing today or tomorrow because funds can't transfer unless it's a cash purchase.
Right.
So anyway, I thought I would do it today. And I want to tell you that there were still a lot of million-dollar sales. There were 22 sales over $1 million for single-family
homes. Howard, those numbers are consistent with what you report at the end of every month. They're over 20, right?
Yeah, but you know
what? So that has not changed. I'm telling you, people with money are still buying.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, though, is so many of them were cash purchases. 13 of the 22 were cash. 2 were on the ocean, 2 were on the river, and 4 of them were on, like, the intercoastal or some other big waterway, like on the marsh. Now, the biggest one, I should say the most expensive, it was not the biggest, was $5,150,000.
Okay.
Now, here's the interesting thing. It used to be a really old home in Ponte Vedra, and it was on the golf course in Ponte Vedra, and it was a teardown. So they tore down the house and built something new. Now, the house wasn't fancy. It's all about Location.
So yep. Somebody paid $5 million for a non-fancy teardown?
No. They paid $2
million. Okay.
And built this house, big house. And their big advertisement is 500 feet from the Ponte Vedra Inn and Club.
Yes, darling.
And on the second fairway of the
golf course.
The fairway of the second hole. And it, big house, 7,369 feet, 6 bedrooms, 7.5 bath, including a guest house. It had a pool. All the bedrooms had bathrooms, had a butler's pantry. That it had a couple of interesting things. Now, the master closet was the size of a room.
Of course.
And it had closets within the closet. So
what?
Everything, you could not see one stitch of clothing in the closet.
Oh, nice.
Every then closet door had mirrors. So you walked in it and all you saw was mirrors.
So yourself.
So talk about vanity.
All you saw was yourself.
Yes, so talk about vanity. And you better know where you put your red dress, your blue suit, whatever, because you couldn't see it. You had to remember where you put it. So I thought that was kind of interesting. The house also had a putting green. But here's something that I thought was interesting, that you have a house that's clearly for a lot of people. It was just a plain house. It had a fancy kitchen and it had that fancy closet.
Why do you keep saying it's a plain house?
Wait a
minute. It's 7,000 square feet. Nothing plain about that.
It was big.
It's a closet to die for.
Wait. It had a fancy closet and it had a fancy kitchen. Nothing else was that fancy about it.
That's okay. Some people like space.
Location. So it had 6 bedrooms. Now, that's clearly for a lot of people. It only had a 2-car garage. Now, I'm thinking if you got a house for 6 people, you need space for cars. It didn't.
Well, I think most of the houses there have 2-car garages.
I don't know.
Think about it, because of the age when they were built, people only had 2 cars.
This was built in 2015.
Well, just think about the lot size, though.
I guess
they'd rather have a larger home than...
28 days on the market, paid cash. $5,150,000.
In cash.
Now,
wow.
On the low side, the house sold for $13,500. It was 880 square feet, sold in 6 days. It was a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. Now, this one had a feature that you don't often see in houses, though.
What?
It had what's called a natural skylight.
A hole in the roof?
It had a huge hole in the roof. Because,
that explains the price tag.
Because a huge tree fell on it.
Yeah, that sounds like mold and no thank you.
Huge.
I don't want that house.
Huge tree. But it had something else unique about it in that since 1993, the house had been owned by 7 different banks. Which means that it had been foreclosed on 7 different times. I would say,
I don't know, tear that thing to the ground. That's what I'd say.
I would say this property had some...
bad luck. Bad juju.
Bad luck. So 7 different foreclosures, and now a tree fell on it.
Now, I know you like the number 13, but a lot of superstitious people might not. And you said it was $13,000. See, there's all kinds of bad juju around that house.
Well, it was listed for more than that, but it sold for $13,500. Now, condos, there were no million-dollar condos. The highest one went for $832,000, also in Ponte Vedra. On the low side, was actually pretty high. It was $55,000. It was a 1-bedroom, 1-bath, absolutely beautiful 1-bedroom, 1-bath on Old Kings Road. The condo area that you and I were talking about.
The Preserve.
The Preserve. Yeah. Yes. It was beautiful. Had a screened-in porch, all new appliances. Somebody bought it a few years ago as a foreclosure for $24,000, fixed it up. Those originally
sold. What
did it sell
for now?
$55,000. Those originally sold several years ago when they were brand new for $124,000.
Yeah. I remember selling when they first converted. That's an apartment conversion.
Yeah. Back from 2006 is when they originally came on the market.
Yeah.
If you are looking for one of these high-end multi-million-dollar properties, let us know. Angela and I would be happy to help you.
Yes.
When we come back after the break, we got more things to talk about, like a We Can Help that we got a call from a customer. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Hey, we've got an update on some things that we've been talking about for the last few weeks, which is if you're one of those people that were affected by the coronavirus in terms of you lost your job, you lost your number of hours worked, a family member lost their job,
right?
Somehow, and you can't pay your bills, your mortgage. We told you not to stick your hand in the sand there.
Your hand or your head?
Your head, yeah. You can stick your hand in the sand and play at the beach. There's another website that you can go to that I went on yesterday because it just had so much good information. It's called Know, K-N-O-W, YourOptions.com.
Yes.
And it has videos, it has fact sheets, it has mortgage loan information, it even has apartment lookup tools for if you're in an apartment and you had to leave your apartment and went to another one. There are specific things on there for military options. There are specific options on there for seniors. And, you know, one thing we didn't even think of, which is, you know, if you're a senior and you didn't make a lot of income before, let's say you were only working a part-time job, you lost that part-time job, you might consider now doing a reverse mortgage.
Yes.
Where you can
get money.
Where not only you can stop paying a mortgage, but some reverse mortgages, you can get money. So this is a decision that you can totally, totally change your life and make your financial situation different for you. So go to check it out. It's called knowyouroptions.com.
Now, I think what I read is it's the government servicing agencies like Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all them that got together and created this, right?
It is.
So they're all working together to solve problems for people. I love that.
I do love it. It's a great website. Has so much information. There are pull-down boxes to go to different places. I mean, there's pages and pages and pages of information. So go to it. Over 4 million people have gotten
help
and gotten forbearances. What we want to do now is, because we have open houses to talk about, we want to go to... All right. I am so happy that we have open houses now.
Where are you going?
Where
today?
Am I going? We've got one today. We've got two tomorrow, but we need to talk about all of them because we also have some price reductions. Like on the condo that we have at Summer House at the beach, a big reduction in price on that two-bedroom condo that is walkable to the beach, a $10,000 price reduction from $150 to $140.
Yes. Isn't that exciting?
Big, big price reduction. Also at Sims Cove in Mandarin, that executive mansion that we've been talking about on the water with its own boathouse, boat lift, that's one house off of the river. So you don't have to worry about flooding. It's not in a flood zone. You don't have to worry about the big storm coming and taking away your dock. Don't have to worry about that. It's got a three-car garage, got recirculating hot water. It's four bedrooms, four full bathrooms, no carpeting. It's all wood floors. And they have decided to put on a brand new roof, and the price is $950,000. That's going to be open tomorrow from 11 to 1, and I will be there to give you my grand tour.
Yes, and that would, the new roof's coming mid-June. It's already been signed up with the roofer.
Right. And today, I am going to be in Windward Ranch Subdivision off Route 16 past the Outlet Mall in St. Augustine. It's 426 St. Kitts. And it is a pristine house that was built in 2016, but they decided they want an upgraded, gorgeous kitchen. Quartz countertops, so many upgrades, thousands and thousands of dollars of upgrades. They've got a screen lanai. It's on a pond. They've got high-end appliances like touchless faucet, great curb appeal. I'm going to be there today right after the show from 11:30 to 1:30. I'll stay as long as people are coming. In Windward Ranch, and the house, again, it's only 4 years old. We've got another place that we've talked about for, I think, 3 weeks now. It's 16 acres. You want privacy? This is it. It's 2,000 square feet, a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, built in 2015. And this is a executive-style home with the finest equipment in that home. It also has a barn. The entire 16 acres are fenced, but there's internal fencing, meaning that there are smaller areas of it that are fenced. So if you want goats or if you want, you know, a couple of cows, whatever you want, you can put it in there. They had some chickens. They had goats. They had rabbits. They reduced it from 850 to 825. And that's not going to have an open house, but we will show that as needed. And we have another open house in Beauclair, which is an area of Mandarin. This is another executive home on Wexford, 3,300 square feet, five bedroom, three and a half bath, so many built-ins. Not only does it have a pool, not only does it have a screened room, it also has a heated and cooled Florida room. It also has a hot tub, so much storage, a huge pantry, a huge family room, also beautiful wood floors. It's all brick. It has a front porch, no CDD, no HOA. They have a new roof that was put on last week. They had new plumbing that was done throughout the whole house last week, $475. It's going to be open tomorrow. Angela's going to be there tomorrow from 11 to 1 o'clock. We also have a vacant lot on the corner of McCoy's Creek and Fitzgerald, a third of an acre ready to build. Now, most lots that you find that are ready to build are going to be $50,000, $75,000, $100,000. This one is only $25,000. It's on the northwest side of town, $25,000. Things are really super. These are really great houses. So I don't know what you guys are doing this weekend, but I want to meet some more of you. So many of our listeners become customers. And there are great houses out there to buy, but there aren't enough of them. And I think that's a problem because we got buyers that are ready, willing, and able to sell. They're ready, willing, and able to buy. And if more of you put your house on the sale, if they look good and priced right, they'll sell. If they're not looking that great, Angela and I will tell you what to do to get the best amount of return, but we're not going to tell you things just to make them look good. We're not going to tell you to put a whole new kitchen in. because you won't get the money back on that. So we'll tell you things that are low in cost to get you the best return. It may be to paint your house. It may be to power wash. I looked at a house that somebody said that they wanted to sell, and it hadn't sold in quite some time. And I said, look at the picture. It was an expired listing. I said, look at the picture of your front. It doesn't show well. They only had 10 pictures of the house. The front driveway looked terrible because it was all black. I said, it just needs to be power washed. It needs more pictures, and it needs the pictures to be lighter and brighter. That will get more people to come and to see the home. Now, these people live out of state, and they had, I don't know why they chose this particular agent, but if the pictures were different and they did just a couple of different things, they would have gotten five times more people to come and look at it, and it would have been sold a long time ago. So it's just some simple advice that Angela and I give to make the house look better and to sell. By the way, let me give you the answer to the contest, which was what is the thing that people would give up if they found the house that they liked, but a couple of things didn't check the boxes? And it was a tie. Number one was the layout of the home or the age of the home. So let's say they didn't want a home over 10 years old, but they found one that was 12 years old. They would give up the age requirement, or if they didn't fit exactly the layout that they wanted. The number two thing was size. If they wanted 2,200 square feet and this one was 2,100, they would give that up. And the fourth thing was a surprise for me, an updated kitchen. How about that? And they refused to bend on the following things: the style of the home, the neighborhood, and here's one that I'm not surprised on at all, the school system. Like some people say, I want to be going to this school system. I want to be going to Mandarin High School. I want to be going to St. John's School System, whatever it is, or they want to stay in the same school system that the kids are already in, or the same school. They were not willing to give up on that. So that's where we are. Hey, the Van Wees are on tap. They have a thumbs up. They're going to tell you about all the great things that occurred on this short week when the stock market was open. Of course, some people are not very happy about all the unrest in the nation with regard to that accidental killing by the person in Minneapolis. But I hope that the country calms down and remembers all the good things there are in this country. I encourage all of you to watch the space shot today, because that is going to make people feel good. There are so many things to feel good about in this great nation that we have, and we ought to concentrate on that. There are many, many more good people in this country than there are bad people in this country. Same thing for the police. There are many, many good police that do good things for us than bad people. So concentrate on those. Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. You do need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling, for your most important financial transaction in your life. Angela and I are here to help. You can call me after the show, 687-8161. You can call Angela at 465-3845. We want you to have a blessed day. We're going to be back with you next week, as always. God bless everyone.